Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
All right, welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. And Matt, tonight is a big deal.
It is.
Do you know why?
We are half a century old.
Well, we're 50 weeks, I guess, 50 weeks
Lasers.
Old. That's right, it's the 50th episode. 50th episode of Georgia Wrestling Now, and it's going to be business as usual tonight, I guess.
That's how we do. We take care of business as usual. Consistency, that is our model.
Yes, so 50 will be no different from 49 or 17 or 72, but we do have some cool stuff tonight. Pat Kenny, you may remember him as Simon Diamond. He's a former NWA World Tag Team Champion alongside Johnny Swinger, I believe, who's someone we see a lot here in Georgia. And he used to have a group in TNA called the Diamonds in the Rough. Turns out he's still partly responsible for finding the Diamonds in the Rough because he is a road agent for TNA and works closely with the gut check thing that they did in Gainesville that we talked about last week. So he's going to call in to talk about who stood out in the Georgia scene and I guess just sort of what they're looking for future reference for any wrestlers who are listening and maybe considering doing the gut check. So he's calling in a little while, and then we have Empire champion Shane Marks, who I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about. After two interesting shows Friday and Saturday, and then, of course, Sacred Ground is coming up. But he's also taking on Bull Buchanan this Saturday, I believe it is, at Universal Independent Wrestling out in, is it in Buchanan this time?
Yeah, it is out there at the venue's name escapes me. I just looked it up a while ago, but it's like the County Rec Center or something like that. But it's apparently a nice place. There's a lot of other things to do as well in that building, so it ought to be a fun time.
All right. Well, he's a guy that you don't see outside of, oh, here it is. It's at the Harrelson County Rec Center, 25 Recreation Lane, Buchanan, Georgia. Starts at 8 p.m. this Saturday. And that is the main event on a card that also has Kyle Matthews versus Fred Yehi, Billy Knight versus the Jailhouse Rocker, Terry Lawler, Pandora and Nina Monet, Marvelous Michael Stevens and Drew Adler, and various other contests and bouts.
A show loaded with Georgia Wrestling Now guests, as most of them seem to be these days.
Yeah. Means we're doing our jobs, I guess.
We are getting after it.
So he's Shane Marks is someone you don't often see outside of Academy Theater or Porterdale. But I guess with things being the way they are in Empire / Platinum Championship Wrestling, a lot of those guys are starting to get out a little more and wrestle elsewhere. And I guess that's a good start, taking on a former WWE guy with Bull Buchanan. But we'll talk more about that later. First, there was a lot going on this weekend. And you went to Peach State, Matt. How was that?
I was there. It was a relatively tame evening for Peach State. There was no outside fracas. I didn't see anybody try to fight anybody, which is a shock. But as far as in the ring, you know, they put on a solid show, and I'm just going to hear it. Everybody's heard me say this before. You'll hear me say it 50 more times. Dustin McWilliams, he's just so good. He's just so good. And he's not doing anything you know, he's not breaking any new ground or anything like that, but man, does he get them whipped into a frenzy. And then he is, Dusty's, well, as he was announced at about 250, and he quickly corrected the ring announcer to say he's 225. Now, Dusty's probably a biscuit away from 280, but he is their cruiserweight champion. And you think, well, that's crazy at first, but then you see him get in there and go, and, you know, he does a lot of, he does moonsaults, and he flies all over the place, and he's the classic Texas, you know, badass heel with, comes out with the bull rope and the duster and the cowboy hat. And, yeah, he wrestled Bull Buchanan there. So Bull's just constant. Everybody's after Bull now because, you know, he's here for a little while, and they've got had a thing going. They had a big parking lot brawl a few weeks ago, and they had an actual bull rope match this week. Well, as usual, McWilliams somehow weaseled his way out of it and got loose, and so that set up for the next show, which I believe is October 20th, they're going to do in the cage. So no escape there. What a solid match. And then they also, once again out there, crowned new tag team champions. That was a big three-way brawl between both the sets of Exotic Ones and the champions, the Best Friends Forever. And as often is the case these days, Rick Michaels somehow weaseled his way into a win. So the Marilyn Manson version of the Exotic Ones are the new tag champions. Rick took a page out of our book, had himself some nachos mid-match. That must have given him the kick he needed to get through it through nefarious acts as usual, but they are the new champions. So, and they've got a giant show brewing for October 20th. So, yeah, it's a good night for Peach Day.
Of course, that's a rivalry that's carried over into Empire and PCW, as we saw on Friday, as well as, I mean, between the three of those teams. It also started up down in Rampage at their last show between the BFFs and the Simon Sermon, Tommy Too Much version of the Exotic Ones. And I can only imagine that if those two teams are feuding down there, then the other Exotic Ones aren't going to be far behind. But
there's also a night where you saw Rick Michaels attack Shane Knowles, who was trying his best to step away, but much like just when you think you're out, they pull you back in. They attacked him, roughed him up pretty good. So on the 20th again, there's going to be a match between Knowles and a mystery partner, and he listed off some big names that might be the partner. And the only caveat to it was Rick Michaels agreed to the match between the Exotic Ones, Shane Knowles, and his partner, so long as neither of Knowles' partner were either Simon Sermon or Tommy Too Much. And they left an opening because Knowles, being the smart businessman he is, made Simon the guest referee and Tommy Too Much the outside enforcer. So that's going to get nasty.
He stepped down as commissioner last month, I believe, right? So is he was he still serving as commissioner, or?
I believe he was strictly there just in his commentary role. And they went to the broadcast stage and pulled him off and beat his ribs up real good. I believe Dave Wills is now serving as the acting commissioner, and I won't get into that. But
it's still real to him.
It is still real to him, and the only thing that really had me scratching my head during the show was they had announced previous to, you know, sort of the ending fiasco where the Shane Knowles match got set up. They're going to have a Royal Rumble for the number one contendership. You know, nothing strange about that. That's a good idea. Well, since the cage match got introduced, they decided to put the Royal Rumble in the cage now. And so it's going to be a Peach State Rumble because of that stipulation. But I don't know how the mechanics of that are going to work. So, you know, for the Rumble, you expect people to get eliminated. But the only way to get victory in this match is to escape from the cage. So I don't know how many participants they'll have, but I assume, you know, it's going to be double digits for sure. So it's going to be a lot of people in a cage struggling to get out. So that's either going to be really good or really interesting. So I don't know which way it might lean. The last time I saw a cage down there, we almost lost Mike Jackson.
Yeah, I was there. I was there, and I've seen it on DVD as well.
Maybe they'll reinforce the light fixtures.
Matt, we have Larry Goodman joining us now, I believe.
Well, Jonathan Williams, you're certainly not from West Georgia, or you would know that it's pronounced Buckhannon.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm not from West Georgia.
I'm not from West Georgia. I didn't know that either until somebody corrected me and said it's Buckhannon.
Okay, so we'll see Bull Buchanan in action.
In Buckhannon.
Buckhannon.
All right.
Hey, Matt Hankins, you got something with, you got a problem with Dave Wills?
I don't have a problem with Dave Wills. No, I don't know Dave Wills enough to have a problem with him. I just, in the interactions that I've had with Dave Wills, he's not come off as the most likable individual in the world. And
oh, okay.
That's where I'll leave it.
All right.
He enjoys himself a whole lot.
Fair enough. Just hand to hand.
Matt, Larry, we've got our first guest of the night, as I mentioned earlier. He's Pat Kinney, formerly known as Simon Diamond in TNA, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the gut check process that went on in Gainesville last week. How are you doing tonight, Pat?
Good, Jonathan. How are you?
Pretty good. Appreciate
good.
You calling in.
Not a problem.
So a lot of people are curious about how the gut check seminar went last Saturday in Gainesville, and of course those who were at the show saw Slim J and Bent in the first match, and I guess they were sort of finalists, or I'm not sure how to put it, but they were people that stood out to you guys in TNA, obviously. But just for people who don't know, such as us, let us know how that whole process works.
Well, basically, independent wrestlers, anyone not under contract by a major company in the United States or Japan or Mexico or wherever are allowed to try out prior to a live event in an area wherever they choose. I mean, we had one guy from Las Vegas who came. And basically what the trial consists of is they have an opportunity to showcase their basic fundamentals in ring, and then their talking promo skills in the ring. And if they're lucky enough to get to the match segment, then they can show the complete package. I don't want to say total package or rip off Lex Luger, but the complete package. It usually lasts about 2 hours. Now, the one in Georgia set an attendance record of 33 people. So what I did was I showed up very, very early, and it was supposed to start at 1:30 and go to 3:30. I started at about 1:15, 1:10, and then it ended at 10:05. So basically, it ran for about 4 hours. It was very, very good. Probably the best or one of the best that we've ever done, the best one that I personally have ever done, because the majority of the guys were competent in the ring and had somewhat of an idea how to cut a promo, so it made my job harder. We had a total of 5 matches at the very end, including a tag, so that was 12 total guys. To me, intrigued me enough that I wanted to take a look at them inside of the match. Now, I may have made a couple of mistakes. I'm not perfect. I do not claim to be perfect, nor do I claim to know everything there is about the wrestling business. And I'm sure some of the guys that didn't get a match will probably tell you that. But, you know, I thought that, you know, out of all the guys there, two guys that jumped off the page at me or stood out were Willie Banks and Eli Jones. Now, I'm calling them by their real names, so I think the one guy wrestles as Crew Jones, the other one wrestles as Sean Banks. You know, they're guys, they have what it is that we're looking for. They have the physique. They have the basic fundamentals down. They're competent in the ring. They can have matches. They look the part, and they can talk. You know, that's the package we're looking at. Now, does that mean that they're going to get contract? No. But it just means that they intrigue me enough to, you know, possibly consider them down the line for maybe a dark match or something, or, you know, it's one of those things where it's a process, you know. No one jumped off the page where I picked up the phone and called Bruce Pritchard or Al Snow and said, we have to sign this guy right now. Nobody did that. You know, that's rare. That's very rare that someone will bring that much to the table and be an unknown. But
did Crew Jones do his rooster call for you?
No, he did not. But if he did, I may have got him a contract.
You'd have signed him right then if he did the rooster call. I have no doubt about it.
But that, see what I'm saying? That stuff, that's different. That's what gets you noticed. The major problem that the majority of these guys have is they don't know how to create a character, how to sell that character in a promo, and then how to convince people you are that character by the way you wrestle. That's the hardest, that's the disconnect for 95% of the guys out there on the independents. They say they're one thing, and then they go in the ring and they do another. For instance, we had one in Iowa last month. And a guy cut his promo, and he said he was the chainsaw something or other, and he was a killer, and he was a cult killer and all this. And then he goes in the ring, and he locks up and starts exchanging holds with the guy. And I'm like, wait a minute. So you just told everyone you're the second incarnation of, you know, Jason, fresh off, or who was the killer in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Leatherface. So you're Leatherface.
Yeah.
Okay, he was going for more of a Hannibal Lecter type of deal, which I get it. So you're Hannibal Lecter, and then you go in there, and then you start exchanging holds. And you never switch the gear into this character that you had just told me about. And that's the biggest disconnect for the majority of guys, is they don't know how to take a character, sell it in a promo, and then convince everyone in the promo and then sell it in the ring. It's foreign. And it's usually the last step in the process where you really, really, and like we say in the business, he gets it. So you look at the guy and you go, oh, yeah, he gets it. He gets how to play his character. He gets how to sell his character. That's, you know, that's usually the last step in the process. It took me forever and a day to figure it out. And by the time I figured it out, it was too late. I mean, you know, my in-ring days were over. So.
Well, who were some other people that stood out? You said 12 people kind of made the final cut?
Yeah. I'm looking through the stuff now. You know, a couple guys who were on the line, and they tilted to the no. Let's talk about them, because it's, you know, I can sit here and talk about, oh, this guy, this, and, you know. One guy, James Murray. Okay, here's a guy, 6'2", 58. So physique-wise, he's a little off because he's a little soft. So if he tightens up, he could be in the game, because in today's wrestling, 6'2", 240, you're a big guy. He could talk. His work was very crisp. But his character and the way that he sold it in his promo was off. And he was definitely a guy, if he gets the final step, now he's on the radar.
I missed the name. Who did you say that was?
James Murray. Now, I'm talking real names now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. James Murray.
You know who that is, Larry?
I do not.
Okay.
Big guy. You know, pretty decent-sized guy. Flipping through my notes. Who was the guy we talked about?
Fred Yehi?
Fred Yehi?
Yes.
Everybody's wanting to know how Fred Yehi did.
Fred Yehi, as a wrestler, was very good. Fred Yehi, as a character, was not. And that's his downfall. He needed to be a guy who like I told him, you know, I gave all these guys some ideas after they cut their promo to take and do with whatever. I mean, you know, you go and take my information, use it however you want. You know, it's free advice, so, you know, you get what you pay for. But, you know, I told him, I said, you look the part. You're wrestling the part. But now give us something to bite into and take a hold of so that people have a vested interest in you beyond just being a wrestler. because people aren't going to get a vested interest into someone who is just a wrestler. He's, you know, he gave me his backstory of being an amateur wrestler and this and that. I said, that's great. And I can totally see it because your mannerisms, everything, the way you look, now you got to give me a character to grab onto. That's, you know, that's the key that these guys, that a lot of these guys, I don't think really understand is that you have to have a character. And I'm not saying a character like the Repo Man or something like that. I don't know whether or not that stuff would work today. But you have to have a character. Who are you? What do you stand for? And how does that reflect in the way that you wrestle? There's your three. If you're an independent wrestler and you listen to this, there's your three questions you need to ask yourself. Who am I? What do I stand for? And how does that reflect in the way that I wrestle? You know, I use Kurt Angle a lot as an example because, you know, Kurt, credential-wise, has the golden egg. He was an Olympic gold medalist. He's the only one in professional wrestling who can claim to be an Olympic gold medalist. Not a silver medalist, not a bronze, gold medalist. He is, you know, back in the day he had the three eyes, and then now it's real. It's damn real. That he, you know, it's true, it's damn true, all that stuff. You knew what he was about and how to reflect when he wrestled. He wrestled. He didn't hit you with a chair. He didn't hit you with barbed wire. You know, he out-wrestled you. And when the straps come down, it usually signals the end. That's the character that Kurt Angle has built. And that's the package. You know, and he looks the part. You look at him, he looks the part. He's not a guy that you would go up to and push out of the way. So he's a guy that I use a lot as an example.
Is there just a physical, like, you know, are there just measurements that you're absolutely, you have to have before you even start to consider these guys? Like, do you have to be, if you're going to be a guy who's maybe toward the X division, do you have to fit in a certain way? And if you're a guy who's maybe going to be a big heavier weight, are you looking immediately at certain numbers, or are you a little more flexible?
I call it the eye test. Mm-hmm. And you hear that word in sports a lot. Does he pass the eye test? Basically, to me, the eye test is, does this guy look like he could fit on our roster and no one would ask a question? So if you look at our X Division guys, okay? Look at our X Division guys. This past pay-per-view, it was Zema Ion defending against Sanjay Dutt. Now, both of those guys are not tall guys. However, if you look at their physiques, they're razor sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Abs, delts are very cut, chest is cut, just razor sharp. Austin Aries, world champion, not the tallest guy in the world. Look at his physique. It's razor sharp. Jeff Hardy, not the biggest, most muscular guy in the world. His physique, razor sharp. These guys, they look the part of an athlete. Some of the guys that showed up did not pass the eye test, so they were not even considered for a match. If you don't pass the eye test, yeah, I'm going to say it's not anything specifically height-wise. It's just, do you look like, if push comes to shove, you can push and shove and not get pushed and shoved? You could be 5'6", for all I care. Do you physically look like you can handle yourself? Do you look like you spend more than 3 days a week in the gym? Do you look like you eat 5 and 6 times a day and that your life revolves around keeping your body in the tightest possible shape that you can? That's the eye test.
Now, is there sort of a grace that if you are, maybe you don't exactly look the way you're supposed to look, but you got your character's down, you can talk, and you can flat out go in the wrestle. The guy that immediately comes to mind is like Samoa Joe. You know, could Samoa Joe pass one of these gut checks?
Without question. You know why? Because his stuff is so different. The way he wrestles is so different than the way anyone else is wrestling. I mean, you know, have you ever seen Joe wrestle live?
Yes.
And what jumps out at you?
Just the speed, the
speed,
way he can do things.
A guy
outside
who's six,
of what he should be able to do.
Exactly. He's different. He's 6'1". He's 200, and I think he's about 285, 290, you know. And I always say that, you know, I have the luxury of doing color commentating for Explosion, our show that airs in UK. And whenever Joe's on, I always say, he's a guy that you would see at an NFL training camp. 6'1", 285, nose guard, quick feet, quick hands. You know, he's a freak of an athlete. And the way he moves, guys that big should not move like that. They should not have that crispness. They should not have that. The execution of his maneuvers is spot on. He just, everything he does just jumps off the page at you.
This Thursday on Impact, Pat, there's a guy named Evan Markopoulos that's the next gut check contestant.
Yes.
What was it about him that stood out? Just using
not,
him as an example.
I'm not in on that selection for television.
Oh, okay.
I did not make that decision. I only saw his... I only saw the promo that aired last week at television. Just my own personal opinion is the guy has a very interesting story to tell. He also seems very young to me. I didn't catch his age. I'm going to say he's below 20.
I think they said he's 18.
Okay, so he's 18 years old. So here's a kid who's 18 who, you know, just looking at him from what I saw on television, you know, it looks possible that he could pass the eye test. So if you have a kid under the age of 20 who could possibly pass the eye test, now that's an intriguing situation because here's a kid who has a very, very high ceiling at a very young age. So the sooner you can get a hold of him and break him of those dirty habits that a lot of these guys fall into on independence, then the investment's going to pay off sooner rather than later.
I noticed you mentioned that you did some gut checks in Iowa, and I think you told me last week that you did Texas. And
yeah.
I see you guys are on the road over the next few weeks. You're in the Southeast in Virginia, North Carolina, places like that, and then you're back in Georgia next month in Macon and Savannah on the 20th and 21st. Where you'll be doing the next gut check over the course of these shows?
They had it listed on the site. I'm going to try to bring it up right now. I gave everyone at the show, everyone who came to gut check, I gave them my email so that if they ever wanted feedback or if they ever wanted, to show me something or whatever, that I would take a look at. And one guy was very interested in when the next one was. He felt like he kind of didn't step up, and he felt that he could have done a better job, and he just blamed it on being nervous and, you know, whatever. And I understand that. And I didn't know what it was, but he did. And hold on, here we go. Got check on the site. And the next one is going to be October 27th in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, and that's that. You're looking at tnagutcheck.com?
I am looking at off of impactwrestling.com.
Oh, okay.
And then it has, you know, you can apply online and stuff like that. Now, I don't know who the agent's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be me, D-Lo, or Al. but, you know, I mean, basically we're all looking for the same thing. We're not, you know, looking for different, you know, people. You know, these gut checks that have been going on for, I wouldn't say it's close to a year now, but I'm trying to think of some of the guys who, Princeton is the first guy, I think, that really caught the attention of people. We had a guy, Anthony Neese, who was with the company briefly. Alex Silva, who was the first one to go to live television, he got signed. Jesse Sorensen was another Gutcheck alumnus. So, you know, it's there. It's almost unheard of. I mean, you know, I don't want to sound like the sulky veteran guy, but, you know, when I started in 91, it was almost, you know, back then, the feds back then wouldn't even look at you unless you had been wrestling for a minimum of 5 years, minimum, you know. And today, you know, some of the guys that showed up today had only been wrestling for a year, and I thought to myself, we need a little bit more seasoning, you know. But to get an opportunity to wrestle in front of TNA personnel and possibly make an impression, you know, it's a golden opportunity. I mean, if this thing was going on when I had started, I would have, you know, I would definitely done it, without question.
And that is a really cool thing that y'all are doing. In fact, that you're telling people, hey, here it is, come do it. And I'll even tell you here, here's what we're looking for. So you know, you can show up prepared for this. Now, I feel like you said, in most cases, you may not know how to be prepared for what someone's looking at, or there may be just measurements that you can't reach. You can't be any taller. You can get faster, you can get stronger, you can't be any taller. But you're at least telling people, here's what we're going to be after. If you have this and you think you have it, come see us. And then if you kind of have it and don't, we'll tell you what you're missing. So maybe you can go improve on that and have some shot later on down the road.
And you just hit the main thing is you're going to get feedback that's going to tell you where you're at and what you need to improve on. Now, does that mean that potentially you're going to get signed? No, it doesn't. You know, I've had a couple guys say, you know, what do I need to do? And I said, well, you need to tighten up the character, you need to tighten up your physique, and blah, blah, blah. Well, if I lose 20 pounds, can I get a dark match? Well, no, you can't. You know, it's not that easy. But if you tighten up your physique and then you tighten up your character and you become a master of your craft inside the ring, you're making yourself more valuable. And, I mean, like I tell guys all the time, don't give people a reason to say no. Really, really, really become your hardest critic. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, do I look like a television star? Not a wrestling star, a television star. Wrestling today is completely directed and maneuvered by television. Television drives the bus. It's all television now. Because of that, there are certain requirements to look physically the part. And if you do not look physically the part, then do everything humanly possible within your grasp, outside of taking performance-enhancing drugs, to look the part. Get in the best possible shape you can before you come to this thing. Because I can tell you right now, if it's me or D'Lo or Al, if you do not look the part, you're never going to get out of the blocks, ever. I don't care how good of a wrestler you are. It's just not going to happen.
All right, well, Pat, I appreciate you calling in and sharing all this information. Hopefully some of the people listening will take some of your advice from tonight and apply that next time they do the gut check thing. I don't know, to Matt, Larry, do you guys have anything else for Pat?
I think we are solid. I think we performed a valuable service here tonight.
Yes, sir. Very interesting. Really appreciate it.
Sure. My pleasure. I remember what it was like to be a young, up-and-coming wrestler, and you try to get breaks, and you get them, but then you never get feedback. People won't tell you, you know, well, you don't look the part. You need to do this. You need to do that. You know, and it frustrated me because no one ever gave me the straight answer. And then I had to figure it out on my own, and then I finally figured it out, and I was able to get into ECW and get my career started. But, you know, I spent 8 very, very frustrating years of my life, you know, trying to make headway, and it was almost like whenever I wanted, you know, feedback, whatever, everybody became, you know, it was like I was a leper, and it was frustrating. So I always try to remember that, and I always try to help, you know, not just look at the kids as a TNA representative, but look at the kids as a human being and realize, you know, they're taking a big chunk of their life, and they're investing it in this business that they want to become, you know, to pay the bills and become their livelihood. So the least I can do is try to give them some type of direction. You know, some guys, I tell them flat out, I'm like, listen, you it's not there. It's just not there. It never will be. It's not there now, and it never will be. You can do this on the weekends, but don't ever think that you're going to get signed, because at your current pace, you won't. So unless you change something, you're never going to get signed. But if you're good with that, then that's fine. You know, like I tell guys all the time, be all in. Your whole life has to be into this wacky world of wrestling for it to get a return on your investment. You have to eat, sleep, drink pro wrestling. Your whole life has to be that for you to someday get that contract and start getting a return on your investment. So, here goes my 2-year-old daughter. I think it's time to get off the phone.
All right. Well, thanks again for calling. And
Hold on. You want to say hi? You want to say hi to everybody? You want to say it? Okay, hold on. Say hi.
Hi.
There you go. So that means get off the phone, Dad. But thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break now, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Empire Champion, the Revelation, Shane Marks.
Georgia wrestling fans, you're going to want to make your plans to be at Johnny G's the first, third, and fifth Sunday of every month, 2 p.m. bell time, for Rampage Pro Wrestling television taping. And fans, if you're in Middle Georgia, make sure that you watch Rampage Pro Wrestling on Fox 24, Saturday 9 a.m. on the My 41.2, Saturday at 10 p.m. Cox Communications Cable, Thursday 8, Saturday at noon, and of course, Rampage Rewind, the one-half-hour show on Cox Communications throughout the schedule. Fans, be there.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
This is Miss Rachel from The Empire, formerly known as Platinum Champions of Wrestling. Every Friday night, The Empire presents the best in professional wrestling at the Academy Theater in Avondale State. We're also at the Masquerade every month or so. Check us out on Facebook. Just look for Platinum Champions of Wrestling. And you'll get the latest details on all the hottest action from The Empire, formerly known as Platinum Champions of Wrestling. We get it. That's every Friday night at the Academy Theater and at the Masquerade as well every month. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined by Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins and GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com's Larry Goodman. And our guest at this time is the Revelation, Shane Marks. Welcome back to the show, Shane.
Now that the myth card's off the phone, the main event's here. How's it going?
We're doing all right. Shane, you're no stranger to this show. I believe you may have been on more than any other guest at this point, including tonight.
Of course I have.
Of course. And so, You had a big weekend. Of course, Matt and I saw what happened on Friday at Academy Theater.
Yeah, I won
and
the
then,
match.
and then Saturday, Matt, this is what you missed. You too, Larry. They had, well, first of all, Stephen Platinum and PCW have been responsible for a lot of firsts in Porterdale, and I think this might be a first in wrestling. They did a Red Rover sort of elimination match between the Empire and PCW, and on one side was Shane Marks and Johnny Danger and Marco Polo, and I forget who all was involved. The other side was Chip Day, Morgan Davis III. Anyway, Shane Marks was involved in that, and as you may have guessed, basically one team chooses someone from the other team, Red Rover send so-and-so right over, and then they wrestle. Whoever wins that calls out the next person, so on and so forth, until it came down to Shane Marks and Chip Day, I believe it was. Right, Shane?
Yes. Yes, it was. And who won that match, Jonathan? It slips my mind for a second.
Oh, refresh our memory, Shane Marks.
Who won?
Reveal
a
Jewish revelation.
I won that match.
Yes, you did.
I'm sure it was on the up and up, too. I'm sure there was no nefariousness involved, right?
Oh, of course.
Ask Jonathan. He was there.
Jonathan's
ask him.
Yeah, I was there. There was Miss Rachel was there, too, and Quasiman Disco was also there, and there was lots of stuff going on outside the ring that may have factored into the outcome. But I guess all that matters is, as usual, Shane Marks, the Empire champion, did come out on top. And that was the first match. That wasn't even the main event.
No, it wasn't.
That was the entire first half.
I came on top because I'm a winner.
Well, Shane, you're going to be wrestling Bull Buchanan in Buckcannon. On
yes,
Saturday.
You are. Yes, you are. There'll be and you'll be alone. There'll be no one there to help you. You'll be on foreign soil. So how's that going to go, Revelation?
It's going to go the way it always does. Listen, my Empire is doing what they have to do. When I go out to go other places, it's Shane Marks' time. I have no problem leaving anyone else here. I have no problem going anywhere else by myself. Bull Buchanan, I'm very familiar with Bull Buchanan. I've actually been a fan of Bull Buchanan all the way back when he first started out in WWE with the Big Boss Man. So I'm definitely a fan of Bull Buchanan. I'm definitely looking forward to this match. It's going to be a great match. I'm excited. I fear no man, and I sweat absolutely no one. And I'm not going to sweat or fear Bull Buchanan. It's going to be a great match, and I'm going to do what I got to do, what I always do.
And you're not concerned at all about rolling out there all alone without your usual goons in tow?
Absolutely not. I'm not worried about having my friends in tow.
I mean, we're coming up on a year almost. As we sit here late mid-September, we're not far from the anniversary of November 11th when you turned your back on what you were the cornerstone of. And since that time, I've not seen you once come out and take care of business on your own. Not one time have you not had some protection. But you're rolling to Buckhannon. Again, a place have you ever been there before?
I've heard very nice things about that place.
In a promotion that you don't have any friends in, and you're taking on a bona fide superstar, but you're not concerned about that.
Absolutely not. When you're as good as I am, all concerns doesn't matter. I'm very good at what I do. You've seen me in the ring. I'm very confident in what I do in the ring. I'm very confident in my abilities that I can go somewhere that I've never been before in front of a crowd I've never seen before and steal the show like I always do. Not concerned at all.
Have you got your hat picked out?
You know, I'm going through my closet and see if I can find the right one. I may not bring a hat. Tenant guy still might. We still have a few more days to the 22nd.
Well, I hope nonetheless, whether you bring a hat or not, I hope somebody hands you yours. I hope somebody hands you your hat out there. I think that'd be a great way for you to roll into sacred ground. Oh, I think that'd be just pitch perfect if you went out there and got the hammer laid on you and then roll into sacred ground, and we finally, once and for all, get rid of that plastic, jingling, upside-down emblem faith belt that you were handed, that you didn't have, you never won. You were handed a belt. And you have the audacity to walk around and call yourself, and I quote, best in the world.
You do that very well.
Does that sound like the best? Yeah, I've heard it enough. I've had my fill of hearing that particular phrase from this particular.
You've been practicing,
now,
haven't you?
Yeah, in the mirror every night. I do my little strut, wow, wow, wow. I dance a little. Then I even tap dance. I do all those things.
That's cute.
People,
you're just like me.
For the people who don't know, Shane, could you give us a little background on why you are the worst person in the world?
That's unbiased.
Worst person in the world. Wow. Wow.
Unbiased.
Almost insulted.
They killed Bin Laden, so that put you right up top. That was the only person in front of you. They took him out, and so you ascended to the top of the list.
So now I'm public enemy number one.
You are. And I don't
awesome.
Mean Chuck D.
Just like in life, once again, I'm number one. And in sacred ground, I'm going to be number one when I beat Mason and take back that PCW title, make it the Empire title, so I can once again finally be undisputed.
Well, Sacred Ground, of course, is September 29th. And because of the Empire, there are only two more shows left at Academy Theater, which has been PCW's home since for the past, 3 years?
Just about 2.5
so
years.
The Porterdale shows will continue either under the PCW or Empire banner, depending on the outcome of Sacred Ground, of course. But what was the reasoning behind closing up the show on Friday nights at Academy Theater?
That had nothing to do with me. That's what the mastermind of the Empire. They focus on the business aspect of everything in the Empire. I focus on winning. That's what I do. It's my job. That's my purpose. What they do is their decision, and I go with it.
Okay. Well, of course, we've talked about your match with Bull Buchanan this Saturday and then Mason 2 weeks later. Or is it a week later? It'll be a week later.
That'd be one week later. One glorious week later is when that will be.
You got to think Mason will be looking forward to hearing how Bull Buchanan softens you up, Shane.
Bull Buchanan has to actually soften me up to talk to anybody. Let me explain this. Bill Buchanan, as good as he is, as much of a superstar he is, he can't match me. I'm the all-around best thing that's going in Georgia today. And whether anybody knows it or not, Bill Buchanan is going to find out firsthand exactly who the hell Shane Marks is.
And that,
with all due respect.
That's what makes it all so bad is, as much as I despise this individual, he's telling the truth. I watched him for my 2-year span of being a fan of PCW. I watched him be the best in the state, and on certain nights probably was the best in the world. He toted that belt and made it mean what it means now. But have you given any thought to where you go after the inevitable happens? When you count the lights or when you tap out to the Occam's razor, have you given any thought that on September 30th, when you wake up and everything that you turned your back on is staring you in the face. What happens to Shane Marks then?
I don't think about that, simply because that's not what's going to happen. Because on September 30th, when I wake up, it's going to be a brand new day. It's going to be a glorious day. It's going to be the day the Empire finally rules. The Empire finally reigns once and for all. PCW gone. So I advise you to ask that question to Mason on when that day happens.
I'd actually like to sort of rephrase the question. You aren't someone that we've seen outside of CCW and Empire a lot, but of course you're wrestling in UIW this Saturday. Do you have plans to be wrestling there or any other promotions following Sacred Ground when the Friday night shows are no more?
Other than UIW, I have no problem doing so. Some things are in the works. Can't talk about it right now, but you know, once things happen, you know, I'll put it out there and let everyone know what's going to happen. It's about time that the rest of Georgia stop hearing about Shane Marks and seeing Shane Marks. They can have the experience for themselves.
All right. Well, do you know what your role will be in these last two shows at Academy Theater? Do you know who your opponents are going to be this week or the following Friday?
No, nothing's been told to me. Nothing's been given, but regardless, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be front and center.
You won't be front and center. That's my seat.
That is true. That's all you. You and the rest of your boys, it's all you. Of course, me, I have the best seat in the house because I get to be in the ring. But at this point in time, I don't have anything going on. I've already defended my titles the last time, so I have no title matches coming up until Sacred Ground.
Okay. Well, Matt, I think it's going to be pretty fun doing our live broadcast from Sacred Ground, given your animosity towards this guy. And Larry, you're going to be there too, right?
I plan to, yes.
Larry, how are you doing, sir? It's kind of quiet, Larry.
Yeah, well, just been listening to Mr. Marks and tooting his horn and everything. I mean, I do wonder though, Shane. Do you feel like you get the respect you're due for the wrestler that you are in the state of Georgia?
I like to think that in some way I do. It took a while, honestly, to at least have people talk about me, you know, especially like the last 2 years, considering, you know, before PCW finally got going, I've only wrestled off and on. So now to start, people have noticed me, that people want me to be part of their show. And I'm starting to feel that sense of respect that what I'm doing is finally slowly but surely paying off. So I do feel a sense of respect for people. And the people come up to me, I've actually had people tell me that, you know, you're one of Georgia's best kept secret and it's a shame. And I tend to agree, which is why I'm more than looking forward to doing shows like UIW or hopefully one day maybe gracing my presence at Rampage or at Anarchy or anywhere else that wants to book me. Maybe, you know, PWR, anywhere else that would love to utilize my services and allow me to showcase what I can do in the ring as good as or better than anybody else.
Well, you do have the connections, I believe, at Anarchy, given your affiliation with the Empire and Jeff G. Bailey, and Miss Rachel's now up there, and Jagged Edge.
Yeah, sorry about the Jagged Edge. If he's listening, Jagged, get better. We're pulling for you, buddy.
Oh, we're not.
Don't encourage him.
Why, y'all? It's like calling the Candyman. Hopefully, we'll run out of time before he can get to his phone. He's considerably slower dialing now with that tag arm of his.
All right.
Good
well,
times,
good
times.
We do only have a few minutes left on that note. So, Shane, you have anything else coming up that we need to know about?
Just know that if you're listening right now, please get your tickets right now for Sacred Ground Chapter 3 so you can see the final stand of Platinum Championship Wrestling when I finally put the final nail in the coffin. Please
where,
buy your
where
tickets.
Where can people get tickets?
You can get your tickets at the theater and academy to the shows, or you can go on at this point in time the website escapes me, but I'll let someone know who it is. I'll talk to Chuck Porterfield, he'll let you know.
Well, I would imagine academytheater.org might be a good place to start.
Good start, there's one.
Let me see, I'm looking now. brownpapertickets.com, is that it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Usually where it goes through, yeah. Oh, don't worry, Shane, they're going to buy tickets. They'll be there. And all will bear witness.
The main event, they need you.
All will bear witness that the age-old adage is true. All empires will crumble, and yours, my friend, is no different. The cracks have already started to show. The core group is sort of off to the wind. We keep seeing new faces show up. Oh, the empire's getting stronger. That looks to me like the rats are leaving the sinking ship, and you're just taking on stowaways. We'll see you.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, I'll see you Saturday. Because I want you to look right in my eyes after you count the lights and know that that's just foreshadowing.
Did you write that down earlier? That was poetic.
I don't write nothing down. This is straight from the heart, and I think you know it as well as anybody else who knows me does. You
I'm
know
just saying that was
how
cute.
I feel
was really cute.
About you.
Good.
I was having a good time. We were talking gut check. We were performing a service, and then here this one comes. You're probably wearing your top hat now. You're probably the type of dude.
I don't wear
around.
A top hat at home. That's bad luck.
Got your gear on, prancing in the mirror, pulling your strings, pulling your bicep up. That's probably what you do.
I don't wear my tights at home either. That's just weird.
All right, Shane. Well, I appreciate you calling yet again, and look forward to seeing what happens this Friday and Saturday and the Friday after that, and then, of course, Sacred Ground.
Absolutely. Anytime you want me to come back, let me know. I'll grace my presence on the show and bring the ratings up.
And let me know
right.
So I can have a call.
Make sure it's a latte.
Right. I will keep that in mind, Shane. You have actually filled in as co-host before, so you had
best
a little different attitude
in the world.
At that time. All right. Well, thanks again, and we'll see you Friday and Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. I didn't realize how much you disliked him, Matt.
You didn't know that, Jonathan?
I mean, I knew you didn't care for him too much, but I didn't know it was to what extent that disdain went.
Well, I go back to that night oftentimes, and I think about my poor sweet child's eyes as she cried them out. Is that Judas stood in there with that belt. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. I've seen a lot of things in my day in that ring, but that one will haunt me forever.
Yes, well, I was there. I witnessed it too, and I saw how upset your daughter was. So I can understand. I mean, I don't like the guy that very much either. But He is good in the ring, and you got to give him that credit.
He is that. He is absolutely that.
Well, I guess we need to wrap things up. Larry, when is your next OVW overview?
OVW overview was put on hiatus by Mr. Trent Van Dries.
Ah, okay.
We are off the air until further notice. But I did want to just mention that Anarchy has removed the NWA from their advertisements.
Ah, is that why they have the new Facebook page?
Well, I think you can look for something to be a little, made a little clearer about that over the coming weekend. But, yeah, something's definitely something's brewing there.
All right. So they have a show this Saturday as well, don't they?
Yes, they do. And, of course, Rampage will be in action on Sunday with Mr. Wrestling number 2 in attendance.
No, Honey Boo Boo?
No Honey Boo Boo. I have not heard anything about the rescheduling of Honey Boo Boo. There definitely were some issues that came up with Honey Boo Boo's appearance at RPW, but I will leave that to another time, another place.
All right. And Rampage is still under the NWA banner, I guess, right?
It appears to be under, still showing, but de-emphasized in their advertising.
Right. And then, of course, I believe NWA Action down in Stockbridge has a show this Saturday. Hopefully they don't remove the NWA because then they'll just be Action.
And they'll be right for a takeover. I hope Mike Jackson takes the whole thing over.
He is Mr. Action Jackson, after all.
And extends his reach south.
There is another show this Saturday. Larry, I don't know if you know anything about this one, but it's got the main event is John Rocker and Rocky King against Mr. Hughes and Rogue Navy or Navy Blue. It is in Hayville at the Hayville Stadium at 6 p.m. And Jeff Foxworthy, I think, is supposed to be there. And that's really all I see on their Facebook invitation. Oh, and the Fireman will also be there, but I don't know in what role. But have you heard anything about this show, Larry?
Just what you just said. That's about all I know.
Yeah. It looks interesting. It's a benefit for homeless veterans, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
And I believe you get a discount if you bring a can of food or something like that. But I'm looking for a website. I don't see one, but there is RockyKingWrestling@yahoo.com, I guess, is where you can get more information. Or 404-431-6653. So, a lot of wrestling going on this weekend. And then, of course, the following weekend is another big weekend, but we'll talk more about that next Monday. And I guess that's it. Thanks for sitting in tonight, Larry.
You're glad to be here.
And we will be back next Monday at 7. Stephen Platinum is going to call in next week to talk about Sacred Ground and the future of PCW and or Empire. And I don't recall who else we have, but we will announce that sometime this week. But till then, thanks everyone, and we'll be back next Monday.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.